This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. Starting on Monday, we'll add a new offering to WLVR's morning lineup. BBC OS will air from 11 to noon, following 1A, and leading us into our afternoon news programming, which begins with Here and Now. I'm pleased to have a chance to speak with the host of BBC OS, Nuala McGovern. Welcome back to WLVR.
And I am delighted to be back, Brad.
And I say welcome back because we had aired BBC OS and took a little hiatus, and we're so happy to have you back in the morning lineup.
Yeah, and we're delighted to be back as well. And what times we are in, I think it's such a specific and complex time for news. So we're really hoping that we'll be able to perhaps shed some light, have some conversations for your listeners that will help make sense of the world at the moment.
That's all we can ask of any of our news programs. Let me go back. You grew up in Dublin, if I'm not mistaken, but you've worked in public broadcasting in both the US and at the BBC. Is that right?
That's completely right. Yeah, I left Dublin, probably when I was 18 or 19, but I lived in New York for a long time, really all through my 20s and 30s, I suppose you could call it my formative years, and a good chunk of that was with WNYC. But from there then, my husband was transferred back to London, so I was lucky enough to then start in the BBC about 10 years ago, actually. I got a letter the other day that I'm now 10 years there.
Before we talk directly about OS, I wonder, is there a cultural difference between BBC journalism and the NPR journalism that people are more used to here in America?
Good question. I mean, I can tell you from personal experience that when I went to the BBC, I was like, oh, I feel like I've been here before. And I think that was because I'd spent so much time around public radio stations and public broadcasters. So I think there's a lot of stuff that overlaps, you know what I mean? When it comes to editorial rigor, when it comes to curiosity, when it comes to, a sense of fun as well with what's happening in day-to-day lives. And the other thing, which is the thing that has probably kept me in broadcasting, public broadcasting, is that you are surrounded by some of the very best in the business. So it is constantly inspiring, and also that you aspire to improve, you know, as a journalist, as a broadcaster, because, you know, you can throw out any of the names from NPR or indeed the BBC, and they are world class. So I think our listener is similar, even though, maybe there's somebody in Allentown or Bethlehem, or maybe we have somebody in Nairobi or Lagos. But I think they have something in common for what they are trying to achieve by tuning into that radio.
Yeah, the institutions and their audiences are sort of cousins, certainly close cousins.
I think that's fair.
Tell me a little about the premise of BBC OS. What's your elevator pitch when you meet people and they ask, what do you do?
Well, I could say I've got the best job in the world. That might be one way to explain it. But another way to explain it is that I have at my fingertips, because I work at the BBC, really this vast network of people that are experts in their field. You know, so they have more correspondents on location in more countries than any other broadcaster.
I always have the feeling when I'm listening to OS that I'm directly on the news floor of the BBC, and from there I'm at the center of a web that just extends around the globe.
That's a nice way to put it. And, you know, OS, it was always like outside source, which, you know, we're connecting to these people that are on the outside that we want to then bring to our listener. And, you know, I mean, some days I'm like, wow, you might be speaking to somebody in Antarctica, and then you turn around and you're speaking to maybe somebody who's decided to push back against police brutality in Nigeria. And from there, we might move over to talk about body image when it comes to the American singer Billie Eilish with, you know, a 12-year-old and a 16-year-old. And also, I think in this particular time with coronavirus and with the US election, we need to keep myth busting and making sure that people understand when there's disinformation as well. So I consider that really part of our job now, too.
Nuala McGovern is the host of BBC OS, which returns to WLVR's morning lineup starting on Monday. Thanks for talking with us, Nuala.
Thanks so much, and hello to your listeners.